Schools across the state are back in session, many with increased security measures and monthly active shooter drills. WUSF's Carrie Sheridan talks with Sarasota child psychologist Eddie Renier about how parents should talk to their children and prevent anxiety about mass shootings.
Now, the little kids, the elementary school kids, may or may not know about the risk and danger. They're just excited to go back to school to see friends. Some of them are anxious about going back to school. Most of them are happy to go back to school. And so to go back to school and have to go to drills and see security things in place usually raises a little anxiety in them. So it's a good idea for parents to talk to kids about safety, about strangers, and not to trust strangers, and to have the normal talk with kids. The older kids, the middle school kids, the high school kids, probably have more information about this than we do, because they're on social media and they're reading all the posts, and they're probably scared and worried. Kids, unfortunately, when they're scared and worried, don't tell you that. They pretend they're not. So don't take their lack of focus to mean that they're not listening. Even if your kid looks like they're playing with a game, they're not paying attention to you, they're listening to every word you say. So this is a good time, even if they're distracted, they appear to be distracted by something, to give them information. And the information is that we live in a dangerous world, and that what they see on those social media sites are probably real. Remind them this is a remote situation. It's not going to happen every day. It's in case that something happens, and more likely nothing's going to happen, and that they're perfectly safe in their schools.
Do you have an opinion about the monthly frequency of it?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I remember the drills for nuclear attacks. You know, we lined up and get under our desk. It was a crazy notion. But what it did do is made us feel safe, that we, even though the drill we were doing would not have made us safe at all, we thought it made us safe. So these drills don't really bother kids. It's when we pump up the fear and we show them real images of people being shot, then that's bad.
Do you have any sort of do's and don'ts to keep in mind for all different ages?
Yeah, your kids around, turn off the news. Don't watch it. They're showing images of bodies. Don't watch it. And that happens. I'm watching TV. I'm seeing people crying, people lighting candles. Take those images away. That's just too much for particularly young children to process. And teenagers only makes them more worried and more anxious. It's better to talk to them without the TV.
What are some signs that their anxiety may have gone a little bit too far, that the shooter drills may have scared them? What are some signs parents can look for?
Anxiety, fear to go outside, not wanting to go to school, finding every excuse not to go to school, pretending to be sick not to go to school. Those are often telltale signs that the anxiety has now reached a proportion that is pathological. Kids asking you about safety vests or safety things. I want to learn to shoot a gun. Suddenly interest in shooting. Those should be telltale signs that you worried too much about something that's unlikely to happen.
And now these shootings are not only happening in schools. We've had some recently at festivals and different gatherings. So what should parents be doing to tell their kids how to act in a public place if something happens?
You know, this is a tougher question, because we do live in a world where it is not safe. And so we have to teach kids about safety. If you're in a public place, you should maybe scan the environment. Look for a place. If you have to go to hide, you can. And look for where law enforcement is. They're your friend. You might have to run to them. Look for where somebody in authority is. You might have to go to them. So we have to prepare our kids for this, and that's how you do it.
That was Dr. Eddie Renier, a clinical psychologist in Sarasota.